The tents on duty who prepared today's preparation are the tents from Africa. We will read source excerpt number one by Rabash. Each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I'm starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through the society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. We will read it again. Each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I'm starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with his progress in the work of the Creator. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through the society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness.
Thank you, friends, for this amazing opportunity. Once again, we're here to inspire you, to bring you the joy of the Creator, to bring you the joy and the happiness trickling down from our ten, so that the whole world can feel this energy as well. We thank the Creator for this opportunity once again, for making our network a place for His revelation, for His joy, for His importance, for everybody to feel this energy that He Himself has brought us. We're going to have a workshop question, two workshop questions. And the first one is, how can we practically make the connection stronger in the 10? How can we practically make the connection stronger in the 10? And we're going to have a second workshop question. And that one is, how do we start every time with a clean slate in the work? How do we start every time with a clean slate in the work? Thank you.
Well, practically, seemingly the will to receive how to start a new slate in work. This is the greatest difficulty, because each time we want to keep what we had before, we want to hold on to what we already know. But we are Kabbalists. We get up every morning anew. with a new song in our heart, and we need to remind one another that the states become replaced, and the work is only to constantly hold on to the 10, hold on to the states that become revealed, and to be in a prayer to the Creator. It's true. And the more we make these efforts each and every day, we will discover an increasing difficulty, changes that happen between us that intensify, and efforts that we need to make, even in order to keep what we believe we had before. But the truth is, each day is new, each day the friends are new, the Creator is new, each day these efforts, we have to constantly talk about it, constantly elevate it, so that this feeling will always be new in our eyes, so that we will be excited, just like I was excited right now to be here with my friends. And it is felt that you're excited, and we are also excited. To keep, to conserve things, means to strengthen the friends. We're connected together in a network of Arvut, whether we discover it or not. So, actually, if we want to catch this one soul, then we have to strengthen the friends as much as possible with each and everything and every movement. And here there's great liberation and a huge responsibility. And it will ask the Creator that today, in this morning lesson, we will truly be able to, you know, in the beginning of the week, we will all be able to connect as one man in one heart and realize that we all depend on one another. And each one can reward himself and the whole world with the scale of merit, and by that he's doing something great. Yes, this responsibility, this feeling of the dependency that we had between us should bring us each time anew to renew our connection, to renew the connection between us, because each time there is this connection and each time we have to reach a new degree, and the new degree disappears, everything that we've been through goes away, evaporates, it disappears from our senses. A strong connection means a strong desire that as quickly as possible we shorten the time between the old state and the new state, and once again we start building the connection between us. Once again, we start renewing the Arvut. We start doing anything possible so that no friend will feel that he is alone in the battle, but rather the whole 10 is holding everyone. Yes, and we just as connect. We don't connect just to connect. We also, well, maybe we don't quite know how to connect and realize that we have to keep our face towards the goal. The goal is what is connecting us. The importance of the goal is connecting us. We realize that actually the way to the goal is through the friends. And then the more important the goal is, the more important the friends are. And through the friends, we also raise the importance of the goal. And through the importance of the goal, we raise the importance of the friends. It is simply the same. It's one and the same. You cannot have one without the other.
It all depends on the importance of the goal. And we learn that Rabash also directs us in the excerpt we read. Everyone needs to put all the hopes of life. It's like a bank you invest in. You don't know how much you need and when, but you have to keep working on filling it up, making sure it's there. And this is our mutual guarantee, our vut between us.
Each and every time we have this opportunity anew to build a connection, and actually it's seemingly the same connection is with a different intensity. So each time we have to either start to work on a continuous connection, or maybe it is built each time anew. We build it anew each time.
Chadash, ma'am, what's chadash? Chadash is chisaron.
What's new? Nanu means deficiency, yearning. Some yearning, longing for the goal.
Maybe
only that is renewed. The first state is known, the third state is known. There's nothing new under the sun. What's new is only the yearning, the deficiency. And we get that if we integrate and if we annul before the friends, if we incorporate with the friends. And to go according to Rabash, then the light from the lessons and the work with the friends grows the deficiency. Otherwise, we're just falling asleep.
כותב הרבש, כל מה שהיה חושב,
רבש writes, all his thoughts that he was facing a high mountain that could not be conquered and that these were truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing. And he received it all from the power of the society because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society.
Atelier silencieux. Entrant dans la leçon en amplissant la société et l'atmosphère de joie.
A quiet workshop.
Sans réserve. Je relis.
Let's go into the lesson.
Entrant dans la leçon.
And fill the society with an atmosphere of joy and bestowal. Again, silent intention. Let's enter the lesson and fill the society with an atmosphere of joy and bestowal.